This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 14 verse 29. It says there, "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. End of quote. The disciples' boat was buffeted by waves because of strong winds. In the midst of this dangerous condition in the middle of the lake, Jesus did not leave them alone. He walked toward the boat on the water. When Peter recognized it was Jesus, he said, "If it is you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come," and Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. Beloved, in the middle of your life's dangerous struggles and problems, did you consider asking Jesus' permission to come to Him? In fact, their boat was about to sink because of the waves and strong winds. But Peter said, "Jesus, I want to come to you." You see, if Jesus is there with you, you are going to be safe and secure no matter how strong the waves are in the water. You should go to Jesus in the midst of your problems and struggles. You remember Jonah the prophet faced with a roaring sea due to his disobedience. However, do you know in today's insight, the disciples did exactly what Jesus asked them to do. Still, they faced with the strong winds and dangerous waves, and the boat was about to sink. Verse 22 says, "After the miracle of 5,000 peoples being fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd." End of quote. Do you know you can face dangerous waves and winds even when you are fully obedient to him? It says immediately after getting them into the boat and making them go to the other side of the lake, it says Jesus by himself went up to the mountainside to pray. Jesus knew what he was up to. Jesus was deepening their faith and trust in him while they were buffeting the dangerous waves and were afraid. Jesus was interceding for them in prayer. The lesson they learned was this: no matter what happens, Jesus Christ is all sufficient for them. They learned this lesson very well. Peter later wrote from his own experience in his letter in 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 to 13. "Dear friends, your faith is going to be tested as if it were going through the fire. Do not be surprised at this. Be happy that you are able to share some of the sufferings of Christ. When his shining greatness is shown, you will be filled with much joy." End of quote. New Living Version. He also wrote in 1 Peter 5:7, "Give all your worries to him because he cares for you." 1 Peter 5:7 NLV. Secondly, do you know Peter was not walking on the water, but Peter was walking on the words of Jesus? Peter stepped out upon the words of Jesus when he heard, "Come." Jesus will have a word in the midst of your severe painful circumstances. He has a divine plan and purpose in the midst of your painful circumstances. You and I should walk upon his word, forgetting the dangerous circumstances surrounding us. The waves and winds did not stop Peter from going to Jesus. In fact, Peter walked on the water as Jesus did, a great miracle he performed in his own life when he obeyed the words of Jesus. When you walk on the words of Jesus, you will be up to a miracle. You see, the winds and waves of our life can work in two ways. Either it can drive us to Jesus, or we can sit in the sinking boat without going to him and end up perishing. The choice is ours. I would rather go to Jesus in the middle of my problems than sitting in a sinking boat. How about you? Why don't you tell Jesus the problem you are facing? Listen to what he says and then walk upon his words. You would accomplish miracles, great miracles, when you obey his word after listening to him. He will deliver you from all your problems, and you and others in your life would worship him. Not only just Peter, but those who were in the boat, all the disciples. They said to Jesus, "You are the Son of God," and they all worshiped Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. He is your Savior as well. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I bring my problems and pains to you. I know Jesus Christ, my Savior, who died, buried, and risen again for my sins, is able to fully deliver me from all my problems and worries. I believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God. I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior who can save me fully and completely. I come to you, Lord, seeking your help and deliverance. Please save me now. Thank you for your deliverance and salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.